Indiana prosecutors charge former Mark Sanchez with felony battery. By Warner Todd Houston on October 6, 2025. The Marion County Prosecutor's Office has filed charges against Fox Sports broadcaster Mark Sanchez. The ex-NFL QB is being charged with battery with injury, public intoxication, and unlawful entry of a vehicle in connection with the beating of a truck driver in Indianapolis, Indiana. New, the Marion County Prosecutor's Office has filed charges against Mark Sanchez for his alleged role in a physical altercation in downtown Indianapolis. pic.twitter.com/hill@awocx. Marion County Prosecutor's Office, Adam C. Prosecutors, October 5, 2025. The incident reportedly occurred after midnight on Saturday when the ex-NFL player and Fox Sports commentator is alleged to have begun arguing with a truck driver after midnight on September 4. Sanchez was reportedly upset that the man's truck was blocking his path. The victim says Sanchez was drunk and speaking with slurred words, and the broadcaster began verbally assaulting him. He also came close to the driver in a threatening manner, whereupon the driver, only known publicly as PT, pepper sprayed Sanchez. The driver also admitted that he drew a knife when Sanchez allegedly physically attacked and beat him. Sanchez sustained some slight knife wounds in the scuffle. When police arrived, Sanchez was taken to a hospital, treated for the wounds, and then arrested. The family is telling followers that PT is okay and is alert and healing in an Indianapolis hospital. They also say they are seeking a lawyer to possibly sue the Fox Sports broadcaster, according to the New York Post. Photos of the man show the shocking extent of his wounds. Truck driver allegedly bashed by Mark Sanchez pictured in hospital with bloody injuries after stabbing ex-Jets QB. pic.twitter.com/i4sfd. New York Post, at NYPost, October 5, 2025. Fox Sports issued a statement expressing gratitude to the medical team for treating the former quarterback. Mark Sanchez was injured in Indianapolis on Saturday and is currently recovering in the hospital in stable condition, a statement from Fox read. We are deeply grateful to the medical team for their exceptional care and support. Our thoughts and prayers are with Mark, and we ask that everyone please respect his and his family's privacy during this time. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.